Fitton, Judicial Watch uncovers Rosenstein email to Mueller, the bosses doesn't know we're talking. By Tom Fitton on October 7, 2019. Rod Rosenstein, formerly the Deputy Attorney General, is a key figure in enabling, at a minimum, the deep state's seditious attacks on President Trump. More proof is in new documents uncovered by a Judicial Watch lawsuit. Specifically, we forced the release of 145 pages of Rosenstein's communications that include a one-line email from Rosenstein to Mueller stating, "The boss and his staff do not know about our discussions." They also include off-the-record emails with major media outlets around the date of Mueller's appointment. We filed a lawsuit to get these documents after the Department of Justice failed to respond to our September 21, 2018, Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, request, Judicial Watch v. U.S. Department of Justice, No. 1:19CV00481. We were seeking any and all emails, text messages, or other records of communication addressed to or received by Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein between May 8, 2017, and May 22, 2017. The time period referred to in this suit is critical. On May 9, 2017, Rosenstein wrote a memo to President Trump recommending that FBI Director James Comey be fired. That day, President Trump fired Comey. Just 3 days later, on May 12, Rosenstein sent an email assuring Robert Mueller that the boss and his staff do not know about our discussions. It is not clear if the boss is then AG Sessions or President Trump. In a May 16, 2017, email sent the day before Mueller's appointment, Rosenstein emailed former Bush administration Deputy Attorney General and current Kirkland & Ellis partner Mark Phillips stating, "I am with Mueller. He shares my views. Duty calls. Sometimes the moment chooses us." The next day, May 17, Rosenstein appointed former FBI Director Robert Mueller to investigate Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. During the same period, between May 8 and May 17, Rosenstein met with then-acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe and other senior Justice Department FBI officials to discuss wearing a wire and invoking the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump. The documents also show that, again during the same time period, Rod Rosenstein was in direct communication with reporters from 60 Minutes, The New York Times, and The Washington Post. In an email exchange dated May 2017, Rosenstein communicated with New York Times reporter Rebecca Ruiz to provide background for this article about himself. Ruiz emailed Rosenstein a draft of the article, and he responded with off-the-record comments and clarifications. Rosenstein, off the record, "This special counsel is a DOJ employee. His status is similar to a U.S. attorney." Davis, "Good call on Mueller. Although I obviously thought you'd be great at leading the investigation too." On May 17, 2017, in an email exchange with Washington Post journalist Sari Horowitz with the subject line "Special Counsel," Rosenstein and Horowitz exchanged. Rosenstein said, "At some point, I owe you a long story. But this is not the right time for me to talk to anybody." Horowitz, "Now, I see why you couldn't talk today. Obviously, we're writing a big story about this. Is there any chance I could talk to you on background about your decision?" These astonishing emails further confirm the corruption behind Rosenstein's appointment of Robert Mueller. They also show a shockingly cozy relationship between Mr. Rosenstein and anti-Trump media reporters. Here's some more background on the incredible finds from this one Judicial Watch lawsuit. On September 11, we released 14 pages of records from the Department of Justice showing officials' efforts in responding to media inquiries about DOJ/F.B.I. talks allegedly invoking the 25th Amendment to remove President Donald Trump from office and former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein offering to wear a wire to record his conversations with the president. On September 23, we released a two-page memo, dated May 16, 2017, by then-acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe detailing how then-Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein proposed wearing a wire into the Oval Office to collect additional evidence on the president's true intentions. McCabe writes that Rosenstein said he thought it was possible because he was not searched when he entered the White House. As the coup targeting President Trump continues through the House impeachment abuse, it is important to remember that its origins are in the deep state agencies, especially the FBI and DOJ.